Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast. My special guest today is Dr. Stephanie Moore, primary voice instructor and area coordinator of musical theater at the Wertheim School of Music at Florida International University. Did I get all that right, Stephanie?
You got it completely right. Thank you so much, Tim.
And without a rehearsal. Great. So, Dr. Moore, we would like to get to know you a little bit before we get to know the program. It's always what we do first, get to know the person before the program. So if you could tell us a little bit about your career and the series of events that led up to your time at FIU.
Perfect. So I was a musical theater kid from the very early days, like many of us. And I was also a pianist and an instrumentalist and had a huge interest in music always. So most of my experience leading into my undergrad was definitely on the music side of things. I started my BFA at the University of Michigan in musical theater, and that was back in the day when we didn't audition at 25 and 35 and 40 schools. And I didn't even know anything about Michigan. I had no idea it was such a great school. It was only one of, I think, two or three schools I auditioned at. So I just thought, hey, I'll go there. So I started in the BFA program and stayed there for a bit of time and then kind of morphed my way into more of a classical degree program. Ended up finishing at the University of Michigan, had planned to go on and sing classically mainly, but I started teaching at that point and had a really active full voice studio and piano studio, and ended up taking a number of years to just build this giant studio. I had a really super successful studio in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And eventually I took a major detour and took time off from my own performing, time off from teaching. And this is where the unconventional stuff comes in. I lived in Asia for several years. I became a translator of Tibetan language and a Buddhist, and lived in meditation retreat for 3 years.
All of that sounds like a perfectly natural progression to me. I don't know what you're talking
crazy.
About.
It's crazy. You know, I was one of those kids who everybody said, you're born to be a musician. You're born to be on the stage. And I really had to take some time away from that in order to be able to come back to it as a different kind of person. And so it's funny, what got me back into the world of performing arts again after this detour was I came back home to Michigan again, and you'll never believe what it was, but I started watching Glee. and I thought to myself, what happened to my musical theater roots? And, you know, at the time, like Darren Criss was on there, and I knew he was a UMich grad. And I thought, I'm going to go look up all my friends that I started that BFA program with at University of Michigan. And, you know, it was all these people, you know, Hunter Foster and Aaron Dilley and Josh Rhodes and, you know, all these people that I had done my undergrad partly with. And I thought, how weird that I just kind of cut that part of my life off. And at that point, you know, still teaching and having a studio again. And I thought, I need to go back to grad school. So I went back to Michigan. I got a master's in voice at that point. And then eventually found my way down here to Miami, where I decided to do a doctorate in vocal pedagogy and performance. And along the way, I was obviously teaching. I was teaching at the University of Miami for 6 years, and also getting really super involved with the laryngology clinic at the University Hospital and becoming part of a research team. I'm a super kind of voice nerd. I love vocal pedagogy. I love healthy voice practice, you know. So, you know, I always was kind of split half and half between classical and musical theater teaching and singing. But it's interesting, kind of over the course of the last six-ish years, I realized there are so many phenomenal pedagogues out there, and so many of them in the classical world. And I really loved my original roots of musical theater. And I thought, you know what, all this voice science that I know and love to teach, I just found myself suddenly way more positioned to be teaching a lot of musical theater kids and musical theater professionals. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. So in the last year, Florida International University, well, I'll say that I was teaching at the University of Miami before I came here, and I taught about half of that time in the BFA musical theater program at Miami. And also then most of that time also in the Frost School of Music, working with the classical singers there as well. And Florida International University, in a kind of serendipitous way, I came into contact with them at the same time that they were just going through their final curriculum approval for musical theater degrees. And through a series of cool events and conversations, I found myself in this brand new position just this August. And I get to be kind of right in the, on the front side of all the developments and the creative process. The curriculum was established only in April, the approval happened, and they brought me in August to get this show on the road. And this year is a huge amount of auditioning, recruiting. I'm teaching in the music school now in a variety of ways, and we'll be looking for our first cohort in the fall.
And this that's wonderful. This is a first for the podcast. I'm speaking to a program before it's before the rubber hits the road, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And you're still in the planning phases and going into your first recruitment season. So FIU has a musical theater degree that's existing there in the BFA, which is in the theater school.
Actually, not exactly. Both, there is a BFA in the theater school, and both curriculums, the BM in the music school and the BFA, were both approved at the end of last semester last year. So they're both brand new.
They're both brand new.
Yes.
Got it. So you are launching a BFA and a BM at the same time in musical theater.
Correct.
That's amazing, and I'm somewhat scared as well. That's a huge undertaking.
Well, I'm only doing the BM and the MM. We also have a master's degree. So,
oh, that's exciting too.
Isn't that cool? And we have an opportunity to do a 4+1, which means that you can do the 4-year undergraduate Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater and a master's in music all within 5 years instead of 6. So
that's a very really cool, unique thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know, it's
maybe
exciting.
I'll go back for my master's.
Now. I know. Come on back.
So let's start breaking down what the plans are.
Sure.
So I always put my guests on the spot at this time and at this mm-hmm. point in the podcast and ask them for their elevator pitch, their elevator speech. So 60 seconds or less. Why should students be interested in FIU's BM musical theater?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are a music school. We are absolutely trying to educate a consummate musician. Yeah. If you're the kind of student who is always kind of had music as one of the most strong and most important parts of your interest in performing arts, we might be the program for you, because you will get 4 years of music theory, four semesters of music theory, piano. You'll get voice lessons in every semester. You'll have the opportunity to sing in choir. You'll have conducting courses as well as a musical theater conducting course. You can have directed studies with composers if you're a student who's been interested in writing for the stage or doing other kinds of songwriting. You'll have the opportunity to have access to our internationally renowned faculty all throughout the music school. So for the student who maybe like myself might have been, because I came from such a strong musical background to begin with, for that student, I think that we're a really fantastic fit. Now, I will say that the way that we work in the theater and the dance is it's super creative. So I'll tell you about that now. So for instance, within our actual core curriculum, music school curriculum, you do all the standard courses that a music major does. You also will have the opportunity to do, you're only required to do 1 or 2 semesters of dance. However, if you want, you can take plenty of dance. You could do a dance minor. And similarly, we do two of our classes, acting one and two, we do through our theater department. But what we do is we've created this very cool course that students will take for five semesters called Musical Theater Workshop. And in that class, then, we are bringing in other acting teachers. So students will get supplemented with acting through this special workshop course that we've designed. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get everything that you want. It's just that our primary focus and core curriculum is the musical part of musical mm-hmm. theater.
So let's imagine that I am part of your first year cohort within the BM Music Theater program. Could you walk me through what my first year looks like as far as curriculum?
Absolutely. So we start off right away working in the music core curriculum courses. So you're going to have music theory and sight singing. You're going to have choir, those kinds of things. You're also going to start in acting one, which is through the theater school. And then you have acting two in the second semester. Now, in our first year, we also will have two joint performances with the theater school as far as musical performances, larger scale performances. And then there will also be smaller scale performances throughout each year. So we anticipate we will probably have anywhere between 5 and 8 performance opportunities a year for students. And as I said, some of those are joint with the theater school and some are, theater department, and some of them will be through the music school alone. So year one, you have a lot of core curriculum music and you have acting one and acting two. Acting one is very much related to theater games and improvisation, the Spolin techniques, and then theater two, acting two, is generally Stanislavski using work of Chekhov. And beyond that, then students also will get 4 semesters of piano, and that's a requirement, right? You Beautiful. Can pass out of these things, obviously, if you are skilled in that area. And, you know, I will say for me, the fact that we have 4 semesters of piano and 4 semesters of theory and sight singing, you know, in other places that I have experienced and worked within, oftentimes in certain BFA programs, students graduate without really having those musicianship skills, right? Really under wraps. And so, you know, I've seen graduating seniors who still can't plunk out their own melody. And how are they going to go to New York and have someone hand them some music and say, hey, this is a show you can't find a recording of yet. Go teach yourself this and come back in an hour, mm-hmm. right? So it's always been a huge kind of passion of mine to make sure that my singers are musicians. First and foremost, I mean, even from as long as I was teaching privately, I didn't allow singers to not be learning to read music from day one, because I feel like we also have to work against the stigma that people have that singers are dumb musicians.
Well,
so, well, you know, there has always been a little bit of that out there, that thought. And so for me to come into this program that's in a music school, it felt like it just really appealed to the passion that I have for training musicianship
mm-hmm.
and the importance of that.
I mean, I have a BM in vocal performance. I've always said to my students, you know, why wouldn't you want to arm yourself with the tools in your tool belt to be able to accompany yourself on the piano and sight sing
exactly.
at a higher level? So I think that there's, you know, no matter how many times I yell that, there's still a misperception that having a Bachelor of Music in musical theater or music theater somehow takes away from the acting and the dance during your 4 years there. And I say that's not the case. And would you say that's true as well for yours?
I would say that's absolutely true. And for the students that really want to take more acting, well, we will be offering that through this special class that we have created, Musical Theater Workshop. And the other thing is that there are opportunities to take other classes through the theater department, and you can do minors in these things if you'd like to have a minor in dance, for instance. Mm-hmm. So we just ensure that you have that musical background, and then you can fill in the blanks as much as you want. The university mm-hmm. allows you to take 10 to 12% more credits above the 120 degree 120 in an undergraduate degree, right? And so you can use those additional credits to any way you want to supplement that. But we are training people who have a deep love for music.
And we've mentioned a couple times the acting classes. Can we dive a little bit deeper into the dance side of things as well? What happens to the student that they're a gifted musician, but they're also a gifted dancer that's been taking dance class since they were 2 years old? What are their opportunities to continue to challenge themselves in that way, other than just the minor in dance, of course?
Sure. Well, I guess the minor is the primary way. We don't have a major in dance at FIU anywhere. So the minor is the way. And for the students that come in with more experience, they will be able to, with instructor permission, find themselves in any level of dance that's appropriate for them. So exactly.
Great. Yeah. That's always a question that I'm asked about every program. So it's good to know that as well.
Yes.
FIU obviously has many other majors, and you mentioned the ability to minor within the performing arts, but how about to minor outside of the performing arts? Usually a BM program is pretty packed with credits that are required. So what is the opportunity to explore other things?
You really can explore anything you want. We have close to 60,000 students here, and we have about 200 and I can't remember what our current number was, somewhere between 200 and 240 music students at this point. So there's a lot out there. We have every possible thing you could imagine in the larger campus. So you definitely get that big university feel while having more of a conservatory environment. So you do have access to everything else across campus, and you sure can minor in, as far as I know, you know, almost anything.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned too briefly the performance opportunities freshman year. Let's unwrap that a little bit more as far as what the performance opportunities would be over the 4 years. Of course, some of this is just what's planned. And remember, this is going to be the very first year. So let us know what's planned as far as performance opportunities.
Sure. So in addition to the musicals that we do in tandem with the theater department, we will be having our own smaller scale productions all throughout the year in the music school. We're also working on developing some internships and other creative opportunities with some of the equity houses that are here in Miami. So students may have opportunities to work in those theaters, even to work for as part-time jobs, as well as maybe getting some more stage experience there. Another thing that we're working on is a possible summer semester abroad in Europe, where we would have an intensive sort of musical theater summer program. And that would be in conjunction with the university, so students could obviously use their credits in that way if they wanted to. We also have a partnership with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and they actually have their performance space right on one of our campuses. And so students have the opportunity to come into their rehearsals and watch. And we've also in the past, pre-COVID, we were doing like an audition boot camp with them, as well as other kinds of workshopping experiences with Royal Caribbean. So that connection is there. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of our ideas. And yeah, some of what we've already done.
We've mentioned that the BFA and the BM is a brand new degree program this year, but you've just said that in the past you've done this with Royal Caribbean. So what was there before these two degrees?
So our music school has had that connection for a while. So I know that our voice students, our voice majors, have made use of their presence on campus.
And will the BM musical theater students have any crossover with the classical department as far as performances outside of the musical theater realm?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that every year the classical group does a performance called Broadway in Love. And so we will definitely be partnering with them this year. And, you know, a lot of that is to be determined, but absolutely that collaboration will be there. We're a very tight-knit group of voice teachers working at FIU, and we work really beautifully together, and we're excited for all of the overlap there might be.
Broadway in Love, I'm assuming, is love songs of Broadway. as a classical singer, I can say we love a ballad. We
love We do. We do. I know. Sometimes I'm programming something right now and I'm like, "Whoa, wow, I've assigned a lot of ballads." To all my students, I got to get those up tempos in there.
So, Stephanie, other than yourself, who are the other key players in the BM program there?
Sure. So I will say that the other person who has had a real presence here in musical theater at FIU for the last few years, because we have had some coursework in musical theater over the last couple of years, Anne Anello is somebody who has a really, really rich history on Broadway and all throughout the world, actually. She worked very closely with Candor and Ebb and Charles Strauss, and she teaches our musical theater ensemble class, no, musical theater workshop class, and the students love her. And she also teaches a musical theater history class, which also, I mean, it's so great to hear about musical theater history from the point of view of someone who literally lived through some of the most amazing things happening in New York. We have also, well, our director of our school, Dr. Karen Velos, she has an incredible resume as an arts administrator, as well as she worked for Pace Theatrical Group in New York for a number of years. She was the national press representative for over 75 Broadway shows. She's been a music producer both in New York and for practically every pop artist you could think of. And she teaches the music business course that students take in their, I think it's year three. And as a part of that, they learn about how to do contracts between directors and writers and performers. They learn about copyright. They learn about how to market themselves. They learn all kinds of things that I think are going to be super useful to our musical theater majors as they graduate. I should mention, we also have a music technology class, which is very cool, that's required in the curriculum as well. And in that class, students learn notation software, they learn audio editing, MIDI basics. So for students who need to make their own tracks or, you know, produce their own recordings, things like that, they're going to be graduating with that experience as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You have there's a recording studio facility at...
Yes.
It's part of the music school there too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So let's chat a little bit more about campus life and
sure.
and FIU's campus in Miami. Mm-hmm. Students leave campus every now and then to do things in the area. So talk to us a little bit about that and what student life is like.
Sure. So we are not too far from a beach. What are we, about, I don't know, 10, 15 miles from the beach, maybe not even. And, Miami is super rich culture, and Latin culture. You have all kinds of Latin music down here and foods and performances of all sorts. Thriving Latin community, very large Cuban population, but also Venezuelan, Guatemalan, Puerto Rican. I mean, literally, you will learn Spanish just by living down here. It's a very cool thing. There's also our classical scene is definitely on the rise in Miami, so there's plenty of that, and our theater scene is too. So we have a lot going on here, and there are kind of pockets of culture all over the place. And anything you want to look for, you can find in Miami. Lots of traffic, you can find that in Miami. Lots of summer heat, you know, but we have incredible seasons. So right now we're moving into our coldest season of the year, and it's just heavenly here all the way through about March.
Yes.
It's like the perfect climate. Yeah. Yes. But a lot of our students live locally. FIU originally kind of started as a very Miami-based, Southeast Florida-based school. And a lot of international students from Latin and South America areas. And we have definitely become way more international over the years. But a lot of students live at home because they come, a lot of them are first-generation college students, living with their families in the area. And we do have also dorms, and we have apartments that are right outside of our campus area where a lot of students live. So students will, I'm thinking about things like transportation. Obviously, we have lots of you know, everybody Ubers and Lyfts everywhere. I think you can get by without a car here for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's culture everywhere. So the campus itself, we have a fantastic student center with all kinds of food in it. And we have, what else do we have right on campus that's super fantastic? Well, it's just a beautiful campus for one thing. I mean, you walk around, there's palm trees everywhere. It's a very safe campus. And
it's a wonderful environment. Mm-hmm. We say it's in Miami, which is a giant city, but would you say it's an urban campus, or is it more of a classic college campus?
It's definitely more of a classic college campus. So we're within an urban area. We have a nice, it's a pretty big expanse. I don't know the exact expanse, but definitely all the college buildings are more or less right near each other. We have several campuses, but the campus that I'm talking about right now is our main campus, which is called the Modesto Medici campus. And that's where the music school is located.
Mm-hmm. So we are embarking on your very first season of auditions and recruitment. Mm-hmm. So let's chat a little bit about what the audition looks like.
Sure.
Tell us what your plans are as far as requirements go and where students can audition for you.
Great. So we just went to Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago and saw some really tremendously fantastic auditions in Pittsburgh. We are only going to be going to two other smaller unifieds this year. So we're going to go next week. I'm going to, where am I going next week? I have to remember now.
You sound like
next
me.
Week. I know next week I'm going to the Florida Theater Conference.
Yes.
So we're going to do that audition there. And then we're also doing you're the one that you all are helping out on the Florida Combined in Tampa in January. Mm-hmm. And other than that, the students can audition here on campus three other times this year. So we're hoping to find our cohort in that amount of audition time.
Do you have a virtual option?
You know, we haven't discussed it, at least a part of a conversation that I've been a part of, but I am actually pretty open to that. So if there are students who can't make it down here to Miami and can't make it to the other locations, I would be happy to consider that.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of material are you looking for? Mm-hmm. What are you asking for?
So at our auditions on campus, we'd actually like to hear two contrasting full-length pieces. We want to give students a little more time to show themselves off, and one monologue. Obviously, at the other auditions, where the other auditions, consortium auditions, make their own plan for cuts and things like that, that's great. But we definitely want to give the students a chance to show us a lot of themselves. We are not looking to kind of cattle car people through any kind of cookie cutter process here. We really want the students to feel like they can come and sing full-length songs for us and talk with us and get to know us. We're not having a dance call this year, so that requirement is not there. There's no need for that to be included in a pre-screen. We are doing pre-screens, by the way,
and we use
Get Accepted, so students are pretty familiar with that process. But we want to really individually connect with the people that are auditioning for us, because not only do we want to make sure that you're the right fit for us, we really want to make sure that we're the right fit for you.
And what type of student is that that's the right fit for mm-hmm. you?
I think a student who's really eager to learn more about music and all sorts of formats. For instance, we have a survey music history course that's required in the curriculum. We also have a world music course, and we also have the musical theater history course. So there's three different history classes. We want you to be the kind of student that would be interested in learning about all different applications of music. If you're a person who is interested in music directing, you might love to come here because you'll have the chance to take a semester of musical theater conducting, right? Mm-hmm. If you're interested in writing music, you could do a directed study with one of the composers here, and we could workshop your one act musical in one of our classes in our workshop class. So we're looking for the student that really feels themselves to be maybe a musician first. and that they're not Beautiful. Going to feel frustrated by, oh, I have to take more sight singing, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, theater students come in and they're not that interested in that part of it.
Breaks my heart.
Me too.
So what tips do you have for students other than the, you know, as far as material goes, what tips mm-hmm. do you have for them to make an impact during their audition?
So I am not that person that is looking for perfection. I am not looking for you to already have a huge amount of experience coming in. I want to see the raw material. I want to see your heart. I don't care if you come in for your audition for your undergraduate and your headshot is not in the right, you know, size. I really don't care about that. What I care about is finding a human being that can come and thrive in the program that I'm helping to develop, you know? So I'm looking for, you know, if you're rough around the edges, but you have the heart and the energy for what we have to offer, that's the student I'm looking for. Does that make sense?
Perfectly. Makes perfect sense. Good. So if students or parents want to get to know anything mm-hmm. else about the program, maybe dive a little bit deeper with you, what's the best way to get in touch?
So the best way they could reach out to me by email, and my email address is stemore, M-O-O-R-E, at fiu.edu, stemore at fiu.edu. And I have been for the last 2 weeks spending lots of time on Zoom talking with prospective students and their families. I'm happy to do a one-on-one meeting with anyone who wants to learn more about us. And I'd love the chance to get to know those students personally as well.
Beautiful. One more question I always ask my guests at the end.
Sure.
And this is probably very obvious, but tell us something you're looking forward to.
Oh, so many things. Well, here's one thing I'm looking forward to. I have to tell you that the director of our school, Dr. Karen Velos, that I was mentioning, has such an incredible background. She has been pushing to get musical theater at FIU for years. And she is not only, she's passionate about theater. She has theater degrees herself. She is not only passionate about theater, she is passionate about people's creativity. This is a woman who feels like, you know, the sky's the limit. Every idea I bring to her, she's like, let's try it, let's do it. And she feels that way about the students too, right? So I really feel like we're in a circumstance where there's unlimited possibility as to how this program can develop and that the students we find can be a very active part of that. So it's just, I'm so excited to be in kind of this incredible environment of creative energy and kindness and collegiality and sincere care for students. And I cannot wait to see all the ways that's going to manifest.
I am very excited to see what your program does in the very near future.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us today and chatting about
your
program.
Thank you so much. This has been a real pleasure. I've listened to your podcasts off and on for a long time. And so to be invited to be on it was like, wow, I've really made it now. I'm on the podcast.
Oh, Dr. Moore, you need to set your sights a little higher, I think.
No, right. You're fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great chatting.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.